This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Crowd control is a big part of keeping people safe during South by Southwest.
Obviously, the influx of 300,000 to 400,000 people presents security challenges.
Austin Police Department Assistant Chief Justin Newsom says APD has something called a special response team. The members of the team are spending their South by patrolling downtown.
It's just a group of 120 officers who are trained and responsible for crowd management. That's what they do. We work marches and protests throughout the year, and then big events like this on 6th Street. And everybody on that team is trained and it's organized and equipped to handle everything from just a large crowd milling about to a full-scale riot.
But people putting on events during South by Southwest don't want the riot cops to show up. So they do their own forms of crowd control. I've seen some of this from attending shows, but I was curious what goes on behind the scenes. So let's meet with someone promoting one of the pop-up events in a temporary space. The city issued more than 200 permits this year, which is a new record. This is the sound of people setting up at the Urban Outfitters on the Drag.
My name is Max Greger. I am an event producer here in Austin. I own a company called Ritual Events. I used to produce a festival called Fun 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 Fest. That was kind of the start of me getting into this line of work. Right now, you and I are sitting at this table and we're enjoying this moderate day, and we're aware of each other and we're somewhat aware of our surroundings. But imagine that a fire were to start in the middle of this venue. How much differently would you be looking at this situation? Your focus would go on that fire, and your focus might go to finding the quickest way out of here. If you saw something like that and you were in like fight or flight mode and you were your perspective completely changed, that's a completely different context to this situation. And that's the kind of thing I think that a lot of event producers in South by and the city, that's what they're looking at. They're looking to see if these environments are easy to navigate when we're in crisis mode. Because that's the worst case scenario.
Greger says he communicates that information in a big way through design, the layout of the place, having clear signage, and using obstacles and objects to direct where people can go and where they can't go. And he says when free alcohol is involved, as it is at so many South by Southwest events, you have to be really careful.
There's usually control put in place, things like ticketing systems or limits, and also just cutting things off at, you know, a reasonable hour. I think like really practical measures need to be taken, because I think that, you know, we've all heard of the events where that isn't factored in and it turns into complete insanity.
All you have to do is search South by Southwest Riot on YouTube to remind yourself of some of the more famous incidents of crowds getting out of control. Now, these were not open bar situations necessarily, but they were learning experiences for event organizers and the city of Austin. Like this one, when crowds pushed through the back gates of a venue to see Tyler, the Creator, who was supposedly urging them on. Or when people tried to push into the show at Auditorium Shores when the Strokes were playing. Cody Cowan is the general manager of the Mohawk on Red River. He deals with crowds at his venue year-round. So I asked him about his approach to crowd control.
I'm a dad. I got a 10-year-old son. So in some ways, I see it not much different than like raising kids or managing kids. You love them. You want them to have the best in life. But you also know that they're going to wreck everything if you don't have like good boundaries. You're not watching out for them. But, you know, just like with kids, you can't be like a crazy person and threatening and do all sorts of crazy things. You have to be reasonable. One of my strategies in my 2 decades career is just using tone and body language and, you know, being calm. If I get uptight and all wound up, then you're going to get all wound up. I came up in music a couple of decades ago when violence was pretty common in shows. I worked at Emo's for 10 years down on 6th Street in the original location. That was pretty rough and tumble.
Do you think crowds are easier to manage these days then?
Oh, definitely. I mean, working at Emo's, it was just like oppositional defiance. You know, everyone's just like, you know, F you. Every person in and out is just confrontation, confrontation, confrontation. That was kind of the style and the rhythm of that generation and some of those music subgenres. But I mean, people are so I don't know, for better or for worse, they're very well trained. Like, they're like Starbucks patrons. They just line up, they get in their lines at the door, they get in their lines at the bar. They're just very neat and orderly, and I guess it makes life easy.
How do the South by Southwest crowds compare to other times of the year when it's mostly just Austinites and not all these people flying in from out of town?
That, I think, too, there's a culture clash at times, because whether you've been here in Austin for a year or been here 40 years, there's a chill vibe here. Everyone's very informal. It's very relaxed. It just feels warm and inviting. So you get everyone bringing what their thing is from their city and their attitudes. But then you also mix in that it's like spring break. There's kind of a rowdy, I'm not in my town, I want to cut loose vibe. But people are young, everyone's growing, and when people want to have a good time, they're often not thinking about what that looks like from the outside. But again, all in all, this is my 21st year working South By, and I would say every year the crowds get chiller and chiller. It's a stressful job with long hours and very little sleep, and you just want to save anything you got for when there's actual emergencies. Just like the parenting metaphor, you know, you don't want to get worked up about everything. It's like, do we need an ambulance or a cop? No? Okay, everything's cool. We're going to be okay.